Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Ches. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the fourth line, Ha'oinis Ha'mefateh V'chulei. Ha'oinis Ha'mefateh V'chulei, the Mishnah taught that the Meir says that rape or seduction of a virgin Nara and Moti Shemra require three judges. And the Chachamim said that Moti Shemra requires 23 judges because it can be a capital case. Rabbi Mana Amar, B'Nara Murasa Pligi. Rabbi Mana says they disagree over a betrothed Nara. Rabbi Meir says that three judges are needed to take away her right to her ksuba money, and 23 are needed to give her the death penalty of stoning if she's found guilty of adultery. Chachamim say the same way she's punished with stoning is the way that she loses her ksuba money. But as the Moti Shemra, all agree that there must be 23 judges, even for the husband to receive lashes and pay 100 seller if he's found guilty. Amalei Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Brun, Hein Tani Nasa Palga At Avid Palge. Question Rabbi Yosi ben Reuben asked to Rav Mana is, but in the Mishnah the dispute seems to be different, because the Mishnah seems only to be discussing his trial, and you say it's discussing her trial. El Rabbi Moti Shemra Pligi, Rabbi Meir Oime, Habar Loike, Rabbi Noisen Meir Sela, Vashloisha, Vahidim Eskalim, Rather, they disagree over ruling against the husband in Moti Shemra. Rav Meir says the husband can receive lashes and be obligated to pay the 100 seller with three judges, and the witnesses can be put to death by stoning if they're false with 23 judges. Rabbanin Maren Mokum Sha'idim Niskalim Sham Abar Loike Benoisin Meir Sela Rabbanar Murasa Kol Amam Moidu Mokum Sheniskeles Sham Mafsedes Ksubasa. Rabbanin say, in the same way that witnesses can be put to death, meaning with 23 judges, the husband receives lashes and pays the 100 seller. But as for the betrothed Nara, all agree that in the same way that she receives lashes with 23, so too she loses her ksuba money only with 23 judges. But yet, the Rav Mana could be Zeira, the Rav Yosi Rabun could be Abol. It appears that Rav Mana follows the Zeira, and Rav Yosi Rabun follows the Abol, which is in Yerushalmi Meseches Ksubas, in the fourth perek in Halacha Dalet there, which is Dapim Chavav on the base in Chavzayin and Adalef. There, we find a parallel dispute between Rabbi Abo and Rabbi Zeira in the case of Moti Shemra as to whether the two aspects of payment and stoning can be viewed separately in terms of the testimony of the witnesses. Rabbi Abo shal shor niskal kub meir mahu shiyitin hakesef b'shloisha v'yisakal b'esem b'shloisha. Rabbi Abo asks a question. According to Rabbi Meir, when a habitually goring ox has to be stoned for killing a person, is the payment given by a ruling of three judges who rule that he had become categorized as the habitually goring, a muad, and the stoning given by the ruling of 23 judges? Amalei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yun, Shor Aniskal Kule Mamon Hu Ugzeirat HaKosov Sheyisakel. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yun answers Rabbi Abo that the law of an ox that must be put stoned is fully a monetary case, however the Torah decreed that the ox has to be stoned.